A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor sets sail for the Eastern Caribbean March 14th through the 21st. Musical guests include Paul Sebar and Tomorrow Sound, Story Hill, along with poet Billy Collins, plus all the regulars and more. Cabins are on sale now at prairiehome.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 8th of December, 2014. It's the birthday of the man who said humor is emotional chaos remembered in tranquility. James Thurber, born in Columbus, Ohio, 1894, remembered today for his stories such as The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, came out in 1944 in The New Yorker, the story of a henpecked husband who fantasizes about a life of daring adventure. He started submitting pieces to The New Yorker in 1926, and they kept coming back. He said, "My pieces came back so fast, I began to think The New Yorker must have a rejection machine." But he caught on, joined the staff, and he was assigned to an office with E.B. White. They became friends, and they wrote a book together entitled Is Sex Necessary? It's the birthday of the poet and short story author Delmore Schwartz, born in Brooklyn, 1913. Studied philosophy, wanted to become a poet. One summer, when he was in college, he locked himself in his apartment for a month, and he wrote a short story called In Dreams Begin Responsibilities. It was published in the Partisan Review, and it made Delmore Schwartz famous. The story was based on Schwartz's own life. He sits watching his parents' courtship unfold on a movie screen. And when his father proposes marriage, the author begs them to reconsider, to not marry and have children. Delmore Schwartz, who was one of the most promising writers of his generation, fell into the abyss of alcohol and mental illness, died of a heart attack in 1966, and nobody claimed his body for 3 days. It's the birthday of Bill Bryson, born Des Moines in 1951, author of books about travel and language, Shakespeare, history, and science. Bill Bryson, who's described himself as a cheerleader for science. He said, "Science has been quite embattled. It's the most important thing there is. An arts graduate is not going to fix global warming. They may do other valuable things, but they are not going to fix the planet or cure cancer or get rid of malaria." And it was on this date in 1660, a professional female actress appeared on the English stage in a production of Othello, one of the earliest known instances of a female role actually being played by a woman. Women were considered too fine, too sensitive for the rough life of the theater. And so the people who came to this performance of Othello, 1660, were handed a disclaimer telling them that they would see a woman on stage, that men are just too big and burly to play these roles. It said, "With bones so large and nerves so uncompliant, when you call Desdemona, enter giant." Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson, just 8 lines. Exultation is the going. Exultation is the going of an inland soul to see past the houses, past the headlands, into deep eternity. Bred as we among the mountains, can the sailor understand the divine intoxication of the first league out from land? Emily Dickinson's poem, Exultation is the Going. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.